Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, take my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, say, that he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're glad to be able to come back once again. We're about 30 minutes late getting on the broadcast tonight, but God knows all about it. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ on Blog Talk Radio. So we want you just to join us. If you'd like to call in and be live with us on here today, we'd like to have you. Our number is 347-308-8524. So call in at that number right there and get in here live with us and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. It's 347-308-8524. So just come and join us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. So we're just excited to be able to come on. We're about 30 minutes late, but God knows all about it. So anyway, our subject tonight is on faith, and which has been for several weeks, and we thank God for it. And the word faith is important. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So we got some prayer requests here tonight. We want you to remember our landlord's family is Mr. Kirkland. He passed away Saturday at about 6 o'clock, so his family needs a touch, need a lift up. So we got a phone call in here, so 573, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, this is Evangelist Miller, and I'm down here at Walnut Ridge, Arkansas. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miller. Well, I was giving prayer requests this year, so I'll just let you go ahead and give the one about Sister Cheryl there, and we'll just go to the Lord here in prayer just in a second. Timothy and Tosh is going to be making their CD here in the next few days, so I want everybody to remember and pray for them that they'll be anointed and blessed of God by doing it. Brother Bobby Right, he needs a bus to travel in to minister the gospel in. Our camp meeting is going to be coming up the first Thursday in August and through the first Sunday, so we want everybody to remember that and come and be with us in that. We have a great time every time that we get together in camp meeting. The Lord really moves and really blesses and really touches. So remember all that's lost, that they will be saved. That's the main important ingredients and main thing, that reason why we're on the line, to tell people about the Lord. So, Brother Miller, go ahead and give us a prayer request there about Sister Cheryl and yourself there.
Well, she's been having trouble with her lungs. The spirit of Parkinson's has tried to attach itself to her vessel, which we know God's not in all that. So as the attack comes, we believe that God will remove the attack out of her body and away from her. You know, things are going to come our way. It's just how we respond when they do come. And as the attack comes, we've noticed that there's been a decrease in her right lung, that she just needs a new right lung. And we know that the spirit of infection tries to attach itself from time to time, and that's what's going on tonight, and it's caused fever to come in her body. But the Bible says that no weapon formed shall prosper, and every tongue rises up against it shall be condemned, and we trust and believe in God's works and his word. And we thank God right now for a miracle that's going to be taking place in my wife's body, Sister Cheryl's body. The attack come, but God has blessed our mother-in-law to be able to help me while I'm out on the road to assist her to get back and forth with medical attention. And we know that God's hand is up on her. We know that God's will be done in her life. But we thank each individual for believing that God has the power to be able to give new lungs and to be able to touch a mortal body and to be able to lift up someone that's in need. I mean, from time to time, everyone that believes in Jesus will come to a place in their life where their body will be tested. And as she stands in her testing zone, we thank God for his mighty word, his mighty anointing, for his mighty Holy Ghost power that renews, restores, and gives restoration to our bodies. We know that God is able. We believe that God is able, and we trust that God will come through this night with a new lung. And as soon as we get the report of a new lung, as soon as we get the report that all is well, we will share it with everybody, and we know it's just a matter of time, because Satan cannot operate. He can't go through the blood of Jesus. You know, the word says it, and it's like the song, if he's going to get me, he's got to walk through the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you try to walk through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing can happen except for a Holy Ghost healing, a Holy Ghost breakthrough, and a Holy Ghost miracle. And we believe and trust in that, and we're just standing waiting for the miracle to perform in our very eyes.
Amen.
We give God the praise. Give God the praise.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you've heard that prayer request. So now let's just go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to move on Brother and Sister Miller's behalf, and just give God the glory for everything. Yes. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, Father. We thank you, Lord God, the most of all, Father, to reach down and touch every breath of his. Father, Lord, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto you. Father, we bring the lost souls to you, God, and ask you to bless them. Thank you, Father, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. God, we just speak healing. We speak deliverance to Mr. Miller right now, Father. Lord, we send the word. God, you sent the word, Father. So let me hear those. Father, you said that you had no special person. And Father, Lord, we speak to that blood pressure, God. We speak healing to it. Father, we send your anointing, God, to her right now. And Father, that you just move. God, the fever has to move. As a lever, and Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor, Father, for the healing power, God, for the touch, God, and Lord, we give you the praise, God, for
the sound of
on the air, Lord. We may be 30 minutes late, God, but we're on your time, and Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, and we give you the praise, the glory, and honor for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah.
He lived in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, Miller, we're still speaking tonight on faith. And you know,
yes.
Faith is believing that what you pray for will come to pass.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the greatest tools that we have. Christian people know that when we pray, that God's going to hear us and going to answer. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, So we're praying there and believing God for Sister Cheryl to get a new lung. God can very well do that. And by him doing that, that's putting our faith to test, putting us out there in action. You know, dead faith is no good. But live faith is good. And if we put our faith to action and believe God what we ask him for, we're going to receive it. And that's what we're expecting God to do.
Yes.
And that's something that you don't see, but that's something that you're stepping out there and saying, Lord, I don't see this, but I know that because I asked you, I'm going to believe in you, and I'm going to trust in you that you're going to hear the prayer and that you're going to answer. And I'm looking for a report of a new lung. I'm looking for a report of the blood pressure coming back down or going up. And her fever coming back down. I'm believing God for the very miracle for Sister Miller tonight that she needs.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know, when you trust in Jesus, you have to be able to trust in his word. And as we look back at what he did when he walked the earth, he chose the disciples and he taught them. He schooled them. He walked with them. He showed the disciples what he was made of and what he expected from them. And he said, if you can only believe and have faith of a mustard seed.
Praise God.
And he worked on that for a long time with the disciples, speaking about a mustard seed and walking with them. And where he went, he raised the dead and he opened blind eyes, you know. He set an example all through. And then right before they crucified him, he said, I'll go away for a little while, but I won't leave you comfortless.
Amen.
I will leave you the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And what he wants us to do is receive his Spirit of the Holy Ghost, receive his word, receive his works, walk in his footsteps. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And if we believe in what he did when he was on earth, if we believe what he wrote, everything that was given by the inspiration of God. And he spoke to his children to write and to show the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what we're walking in now. We're walking in the ways of the Lord and in what he designed and what he laid out for each individual. Time's going to come where we'll all be tested. And as ministers, I can say that anything you walk in, anything you talk in, anything you preach in, you're going to have to go through. And that's what's wrong with the people now. A lot of the preachers are not willing to pay the cost. But if they'll rise up in the authority and in the anointing and address the situation when it comes, you can't let it linger. You can't hesitate. But when the attack comes, when the spirit comes to you to torment, to destroy, and try to bind you, God's not pleased with that. He said, you have to be able to use my word. You have to be able to pray, use the authority, and use the anointing, and be able to cast out. He said, not love out, but cast out.
Amen.
And when you recognize by the Spirit of God what you're dealing with, it's a faith walk. By faith, I know that God's real, and when I speak the word of God, that situation has to be removed. It has to be dealt with because it's no longer me. It's the Spirit of God. It's no longer me, but it's the anointing of God. It's no longer me, but it's the Word of God. And as we plant, as we water, as we sow, it will all come to be a harvest. And right now, my wife has sowed such seeds that the devil does not like what she has done. They know who she is in the spirit. And because of the walk that she has, because of the relationship, you know, Job stood before the people as they come against him. And as one hand servant come and told him bad news, another one would come. And as they kept going after, finally it come down to where he lost a lot. His family, his cattle, and his wife even looked at him and said, why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, you talk like a foolish woman. And he got off to himself because he had a relationship. He knew who his Lord, his Savior was because they walked with each other. They talked with each other. It was a relationship. And as the situation arose, even though it was painful, even though it was almost breathtaking, even though it was almost unbearable, even though the body was persecuted and put down and his mind was apprehended, I want you to know that he had such a relationship. He spoke the words. And he spoke it out loud so the adversary could hear his words. The spirit of darkness could hear him. So Lucifer himself could hear this word. He said, naked I come into this world, and naked I'll leave. He knew his Redeemer. He knew who lived, and it lived in him. And outward, I mean, it's what not goes into the body that defiles it, but it's what comes out. And if all you got is Holy Ghost, if all you got is the Word of God, and when your tongue confesses what you have eaten, what you have received, and what you believe, it comes a faith walk. And out of your faith comes miracles, wonders, and signs that follows. And that's what me and Sister Cheryl is walking in. We're walking in the blood. We're walking in the anointing. We're walking in the authority. I'm not looking at her body. I'm not looking at her situation because it don't matter. Because God has his hand up on me and he has it up on her. And what he is willing to do for one, he'll do for another. And there's a lot of people right now that are afflicted. They're bound. They're persecuted. They're put down. They're afflicted. But I'm here to tell you tonight, there's good news. If you cry, Abba, Father, if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will set you free. He will anoint you. He will remove this infirmity. And he can't resist because he loves one that knows him and he cries out to him and that believes by faith that he is real and that he will come back for his people.
Yes,
can you say amen tonight? Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You know, that's a good word right there, and that's the truth. And right here's another, I thank God, you know, Hebrews 11:30, brother, it says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. You know, I thank God them people had enough of faith that they knew that if they just done just like the word said, you know, they go around the wall 7 times, 7 days, and never make a noise for 6 of them. But that 7th day, they raised their voice and began to praise God and began to worship God. We see that the wall of Jericho just fell down. And, you know, okay. God is still doing the same thing today, you know. We may be compassed with Jericho walls, but we can go by and just lift our voice and begin to praise God and begin to worship God. You know, it may not be just a wall of bricks and things like that, but the walls of that could be anything to build up in our life. But we go by just praising God, just worshiping God. And as you said there a while ago, the devil hears it. He can't stand in the presence of God. He can't cross the bloodline. And he has to back up whenever the anointing comes on the scene. And God raised up that standard like he raised it up, and the floods that come up against him has to pass away. You know, and I thank God tonight that we can do them things by faith. And that's what it's all about, is this faith walk.
You know,
I tell you, we need to walk in faith as he commanded us to walk in faith, you know. We want to look at things and see things, but we need to know that without faith, it's impossible to please him. We need to know, you know, just like Hebrews 11:1, there it says, now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, we just need to realize, hallelujah, glory to God, that if we speak these things by faith and we stand on faith, that we're going to hear God's voice speak to us and just open it up for us. You know, I tell you, we look on down here in Hebrews 11:11, Hebrews 11:6, it said, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, if we seek God, we know that God's going to reward us for it. And I believe it's one of the things that if God's children would stand on that faith and say, Lord, I can do nothing, but you can do it all.
Well, and I mean, I was talking about Job there a while ago, brother, and as I was talking about Job back here, he didn't do nothing wrong. It's all about Satan, and it's all about God. And as we know that, you know, one day, you know, the Lord and Satan had a conversation. The Lord asked him, said, where did you come from?
Yes.
He said, I come to and fro, up and down, seeking whom I may devour. And, you know, the way he led on is he didn't find nobody. But the Lord bragged on Job. He said, have you tried my good and faithful servant, Job?
Yes.
Job didn't do anything. Job was in the middle. He was innocent. He loved God with all of his heart. And God loved him, and he had a hedge around him where nothing could get to him. But the devil said, you take that hedge down. He said, I'll take it down, but you can't kill him.
Yeah.
You know? But he was put in a situation. And I'm going to tell the people that's listening, if you're walking for Jesus, if you're serving God, I'm going to tell you, you ain't no better than Job. If you get in the will of God, if you get in the vein of the anointing, and you start walking in faith, and you start talking the word, you start being a doer and put it to action, you watch. God will start bragging on you, but he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Did you know no man? Nothing can pluck you out of the hand of God. Nothing.
Man.
Nothing. Nothing can pluck you out of the hand of God. Are you willing for the sacrifice? Are you up to the test? Can you walk where Job walked? I say right now, can you walk where Job walked? Do you want a new anointing? Do you want the authority to go out in the wilderness? He said, go out in the highway, in the hedges, and compel him to come in. Are you willing to go into battle? Are you ready to face the enemy with your whole heart in the heart of God? Here, I'm going to tell you one more little thing. Little David trusted God. He knew who he was because he'd been in the wilderness with God. He slew bears. He slew lions. But he knew who his God, his Redeemer was. He wasn't. They tried to put another man's armor on him. It was too heavy. He didn't need all that. Why? He had the Spirit of God upon him, and he could go into battle. He didn't need all that other stuff. He had one large protection, and that was our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord God Almighty surrounded him, and all he did was pick up a 5 smooth stones in a sling, and he went into battle, did he not? And what happened? God come up on the scene. It wasn't the stone. It wasn't David. It was faith. David had faith to know that God was going to take care of the situation, and what he did was obedient. He went and got the stones. He brought them back. He got ready for battle the way God wanted him to go into battle. And when he stood before the giant, God took over, and when he slung the stone, it was a God Almighty that struck that giant with that stone right between his eyes and brought him down.
Amen.
But David told that giant what he was going to do to him. And he's a man of his word, and he did it. He cut his head off.
Amen.
And look at here. Look how much bigger the giant was than little David. It's not the size that counts, but it's the authority. It's the faith that you have. It's what you believe. It's what you talk. And if you can back it up with the word of God, that's all you need. You got all the power and all the strength that you need. Do you hear me tonight? All the strength. I'm talking to somebody that's got a battle going on. I'm talking about somebody that's got the authority. I hear God saying, I've given you authority. I've given you authority to go forth. I'm commending you to go forth, and I made a way for you. And God's telling me to tell somebody tonight, you better go now, because I've opened up the door and the pathway straight. If you wait, you can't make it. Somebody better hear the word of God, because the power of God is speaking to you right now. Not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith God. Go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, I like that part there where you were talking about Brother David. You know, they tried to put another man's robe on, but that wasn't David.
That's right.
David had to go to God. I mean, had to go to the giant in his own self and his own faith. He couldn't go with somebody else.
That's right.
That's That's just what like we are today. You know, we need.
Yeah.
We don't need Christ to go to Him with somebody else and somebody else's name, but we just need to go to Him, praise God, our own side and our own faith, and in the Lord, and then face that giant that we're facing, and we can conquer that devil. Hallelujah! By faith, we can conquer it. There ain't no devil too big that he can't be brought down. That giant was a big one there, and he laughed and said, well, so they send a little kid out here, but that little kid had more than that giant ever thought he ever had. He had the faith in God, knowing that all he had to do was take that one smooth stone and put it in that sling. When he let it go, he knew exactly where it was going. It was going right between that old king's eyes, and it's going to take him down. That's just the way it is today.
Amen.
If we'll look to God by faith, God will bring them all down. There ain't no mountain.
You know, as we walk by faith, we can tell when we walk, when you gather, the Bible says not forsake the assembling of the church.
Amen.
And when you go into a building, which is just a place of worship, the people that believe in Jesus and walk in His ways, are the church. And let me tell you, when you walk into a building, you know who's walking with God and who ain't. There's a lot of people want to play house, and God's not pleased. However, you're going to have that. You know, and the thing is that when the Spirit lives in you, when the Spirit dwells in you, it's like rivers of living water coming out of you. And when you get around to the other anointing, it will strike a fire where orange sharpens orange, and you'll know who's walking beside you, who's walking and talking the same talk you are, because God is one Spirit, and He is taking and showing everybody the vein. If you get into the vein of the anointing, get in the vein of the Word of God, what happens is that you can actually draw from one another. But until this happens, that's why you don't see signs, wonders, and miracles in a lot of these buildings, because you got too many devils up in the house of God. You got too many people standing behind the pulpit that needs to be delivered. You got too many people trying to sing in the choir with devils in them. But I'm telling people right now, if you'll get your house clean up, if you'll set your house in order, if you'll let the love of God come into your heart, if you'll get rid of them devils and fill it with the anointing of God, you'll have a new walk and a new talk, and there'll be devils set free, all right? They'll be casted out, not loved out, but casted out. And when you see this happen, you'll have a new atmosphere up in the building, because it will become God's sanctuary. It won't be like it was when He took the whip and He went into the house and scourged them and run them out of there and turned over the changers. It won't have to be that way no more, because when you come in order, when you come in line, where you can draw from one another, it isn't but nothing but the presence of God around you. That's when you see the healing. That's when you see leprosy fall off of you. That's when you see blind eyes open. That's when you see the dead raised. But you know what? God can do it any time He wants to, but He expects you to do your job. He expects you to go forth and make an area, create an atmosphere for Him to come to dwell. Let me tell you, He was serious when it came to the Ark of the Covenant, and He just didn't let anybody touch it. Well, let me tell you what. He's happy with His children, and He ain't going to let just anybody touch the anointed vessels of His very own. I'm telling you, there's coming a time when people that have gotten so close to God that anybody tries to come and put anything on them or try to put anything around him, he'll kill him right on the spot in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They wasn't just anybody could handle the Ark of the Covenant. And if he wasn't walking where you wanted to, where you needed to be, I mean, they were destroyed.
Yes.
God ain't a respecter person. God is of love. But I'm going to tell you, he's also a God that will get his way. He's looking for people to come into position to where it is a holy place where he can come as an all-consuming fire and meet your need and give you what you need. It may not be what you want, but he knows what you need. If it's a new heart, make a place for him. If it's new lungs, make a dwelling place for him. If it's new bones, make a place for him. If it's new skin, make a place for him. He'll come. He's not a respecter of person. He loves you as much as he loves anyone. But he's waiting for you to create an atmosphere so he can come and sup with you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I feel the presence of God up in here.
Amen. I do too. That was a great, great service tonight, brother. We're done down in our last seconds now, so.
Oh, praise God. Well,
we appreciate
you. What you got to do, brother.
We appreciate you coming on, being with us here tonight. And we're trusting for a great report of Sister Cheryl.
Yes, I believe that with all my heart.
And for you, too. Whenever you find out there after a while, give us a call and let us know.
Yes, I will.
And,
if I don't know anything tonight, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So.
All right. Are we off the air?
Yeah, we're done off.
Okay. Brother Jimmy didn't get to sing tonight. I didn't mean to hog the whole show.
Oh, that's all right. God done just what he wants to do.
I feel the presence of the Lord strong.
Yep.
You know, sometimes when it hurts and we keep pushing, even when it hurts, it makes the Lord happy and it pleases him.
Yeah, it does. Praise the Lord. Okay,
so
brother.
Anyway,
we
love you guys.
And we'll talk to you there later then. We love you, and just keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Okay, God bless y'all, and I'll be talking to you later. I'm surprised I kept the signal. It had to be God.
Amen.
So anyway, God bless y'all, and we'll let you know something as soon as we find out.
Okay, God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.